I'm Phil Nee with a look at Friday sports. Platteville rallied for a 12-4 win over Richland Center in high school softball last night. After trailing 1-0 in the first inning, the Hornets played a 2 runs in the first and 2 more in the third to take a 4-1 lead. The Hillmen scored 2 in the fifth and trailed 4-3 going into the final inning. That is when they exploded for 9 runs on 10 hits and went on to hold the Hornets to a loss, their second in a row in league play. Mia Hoosier went the distance for Platteville with 9 strikeouts to log the pitching win. Kimber Bakken was 3-for-4 with a walk. Lainey Pickles' only hit was a 3-run triple in the seventh that propelled the Hillmen to the big inning. For Richland Center, Kyrie Fisher struck out 12 and walked 3 while giving up 14 hits for the game. At the plate, she was 3-for-3 with a single, double, and a 2-run home run over the left field fence. She was intentionally walked once. J.C. Gander was 2-for-3 with a walk for the Hornets. With a 12-4 win, Platteville is now 4-4 overall, 3-1 in the league. Richland Center fell to 5-2 and 2-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Also in softball yesterday from the SWC, Lancaster 8 and River Valley 6. It was a win for Mineral Point over Fenimore 1-0 and Dodgeville edged Prairie du Chien 5-3. Iowa Grant 10-6 over Southwestern, Wisconsin Dells 8, Mauston 0, and Reedsburg 3-2 over Sauk Prairie. There were a few games that were halted because of lightning, and there were a few rain delays. There was a rain delay in North Crawford yesterday as Ithaca Weston was playing softball. They went on to win by a score of 22-2 over the Trojans in 3 innings. The winning pitcher was J.C. Maxwell, who did not give up a hit and struck out 4. Anna Logue suffered the pitching loss for North Crawford. Ithaca Weston's leading hitters, J.C. Maxwell, 2-for-3 with 3 runs scored, 3 RBIs, a double, and a triple. Emma Hilby, 2-for-2 with a run, 4 RBIs, and 2 doubles. Kelsey Coleman, 1-for-2 with 2 runs, 3 RBIs, and a double. Valerie Bauer, 1-for-1 with 3 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and 3 walks. And Haley McGlynn, 1-for-2 with 3 scored, 4 RBIs, and a triple as well. Also last night, in baseball action, it was Dodgeville getting the win, 9-2 over Riverdale. Riverdale lost to a very good Dodgeville team. Eli Campbell would go 2-for-3. Also, Ethan Cagle and Henry Drone would add doubles. The Chieftains travel to Mineral Point tonight for a big conference showdown in baseball. Also yesterday, it was the Ithaca Bulldogs getting a win against North Crawford. That final score was 7-5. And again, that game was delayed by rain for about an hour. In the game for the Bulldogs, highlights included Caden Keller with the win on the mound. It was Isaiah Fargin with a home run for the Bulldogs. And Keegan Jones had an RBI double to help out the cause. Ithaca logged the victory. It was Mineral Point over Platteville, final score of 9-8 as well in the SWAL-SWC matchup. In soccer, the Richland Center Hornets lost. They stayed close within striking distance of Platteville-Lancaster, but ultimately fell 3-0 last night. It was a strong, hard-fought game, led by the defense of Sylvia Schmidt, Bryn Anderson, Ella Stadler, and Mariah Abde, along with keeper Olivia Dano, who is improving every game with 6 saves on the night. Platteville had 11 corners in the game and only scored off of 1 on a second centering pass. Midfielder Rowan May controlled the center, dispersing the ball to the forwards and outside midfielders. Next up for the Hornets, Monday they'll be taking on Galena. It'll be free t-shirt night for the Hornets soccer team coming up on Monday. River Valley was a winner, 6-0 over Galena as well in area soccer. There's a big track meet tonight at Reedsburg. Richland Center will be there. Also, the Hornet baseball team scheduled to host Platteville at 5 o'clock this afternoon. For River Valley, their track teams head to Monona Grove for an invitational, and the RV baseball team will be at Lancaster for a Southwest Conference matchup. For Riverdale, as mentioned, a big game with Mineral Point coming up tonight in baseball. Ithaca Weston softball tonight. They'll be battling Seneca. That one is at Ithaca, while the softball JV teams will be at Cazenovia to take on Adams Friendship. And for Weston, as mentioned, with the softball action going on tonight, there's also JV baseball taking on Adams Friendship. for Kickapoo baseball action against Cashton. They'll also be involved in a middle school meet going on this evening, getting underway at 4 o'clock. There's action this weekend for several teams, including Southwest Conference golf teams, playing tomorrow morning at Platteville. The WIAA has selected 32 student-athletes to receive the prestigious statewide 2026 Scholar Athlete Award presented by the We Energies Foundation and the Wisconsin Public Service Foundation. The academic credentials of the 2026 class are impressive. 19 of the 32 recipients have maintained a 4.0 grade point average and collectively have compiled a cumulative GPA of 3.96. Congratulations to area athletes honored in Division IV, Ryan McQuick of Waniwak and Hillsboro High School. He was named on the Division IV boys list. And from Barneveld High School, representing Division IV girls, Isabel Durst of Barneveld, who recently helped her team head to the state basketball tournament. As mentioned, the storms did cause a few games to be delayed, a few postponed last night. The Gerald Brunner Track Invitational at Royal was held. They did a partial meet before the storms rolled in, according to head coach Gina Lorenz of Ithaca Weston. The 4x8 for Ithaca Weston took third. That was Owen Kirshner, Luke Osborne, Deacon McDonough, and Braden Burns. In the 1600, Clayton Lee was first. Sixth place finish for Ethan Burkram. Also, Braden Burns was seventh. In the 400, Sam Jones took fourth with a personal record. Brayson Garcia Boland, personal record, and finished sixth. Ethan Burkram was sixth in the long jump. In discus throw, Deacon McDonough fifth with a personal record of 1:10.8. The next action for Ithaca Weston will be on the 30th of April. They will be at North Crawford.